Last summer, Ross Connolly, the owner of the Hardwick Gazette newspaper, announced a somewhat unusual essay contest.
The prompt is why I would like to own a paid weekly newspaper in the new millennium.
Yes, the contest was to win the Hardwick Gazette. All you had to do was write a winning 400-word essay and pay the $175 entry fee. There was a catch, though. Connolly said he needed a minimum of 700 essays to make the contest work. And after extending the deadline twice, he'd only received 140. But despite the essay contest not working out, Connolly was able to ultimately find a buyer. Ray and Kim Small of Stamford, Connecticut, took over the paper on Friday. I spoke with Ray Small on Monday, his first official day editing the Hardwick Gazette, and I started by asking why he wanted to own a small-town newspaper.
The answer is on two levels. One is sort of the national, the societal level. Given the trends, which are not just the last year or so, but towards infotainment or fake news or whatever your term of choice, I think this is a very good time to support journalism, and by that I mean fact-based journalism, which sounds redundant, but in this day and age it isn't. The local motivation is I read about the essay contest to give away the paper a number of months ago, and 2 days later I was in Hardwick interviewing people to see, well, what's real here, get a sense for the town, get a sense for the area, get a sense for the paper. And I was just struck by how enthusiastic people were about the paper. It is an important part of their weekly or their daily life. It covers things that aren't covered elsewhere. It informs the community. It helps build community. And I would say that people were very enthusiastic about the paper, but they were also very worried about losing it. Hmm. And so if you combine sort of the high-level motivation and just, you know, the role that the paper plays, not just in Hardwick, but in the surrounding towns that it serves, it just seemed like a very good way to spend my time and energy.
Well, it must have been a little disappointing then, because things didn't go quite according to plan. The former owner, Ross Connolly, wanted to get a minimum of 700 essays to make this contest work. He only received 140 of them, but yours was one. You still wanted to own the paper, though, even though the contest itself was canceled.
That's correct. I would have loved to have entered and won and gotten the paper for $175. It didn't work out that way, but my wife and I thought about it, and we said this is still very much a worthwhile undertaking, and today's my first day editing content.
That's exciting. Well, Ray, obviously you have the passion for this. You've just described that. I'm wondering about your experience as a journalist. What do you bring to the Hardwick Gazette as your journalism experience?
I started off, my very first job out of school was, in effect, a business journalist. I went through all of the discipline of journalism. I worked for a company where we had editorial meetings. I was assigned a topic. I was assigned a deadline. I had to interview people. I had to go through editorial review. And then we published, and we did that again. And it was ultimately the first job that I had, and as I look back, I've done a number of different things over my career, it's the job that I loved the most.
Mm. You mentioned how much people you've spoken to love the Hardwick Gazette. They love this paper. So I'm sure they're wondering, what are your plans for the Gazette? What are the first things you're going to do?
I think the Gazette serves the community. And so to some degree, any changes that I make have to come in a sort of a dialogue with the community. I think that certainly there are things that we can think about, and there are many different options. But if you're talking about making change to an institution like this, and the Gazette has published weekly since 1889, yes, markets are changing and people's expectations are changing, and we want to evolve to meet those. But I think it's a relatively slow process. It's in dialogue with the community. If I came in here and took the Gazette in a completely different direction, and our readers didn't follow that direction, well, then it's all wasted time. So I am have already been talking to people. I'm going to continue to have meetings with people. My wife and I are going to try to organize some meet and greet get-togethers in each of the towns. And from that feedback, I think I'm going to get a very clear idea about what, if anything, needs to change and, you know, the timing of it.
You've alluded to this already, but, you know, the newspaper industry has taken a lot of hits in recent years. A lot of papers, especially smaller ones, more locally focused ones, have shut down. How do you plan on keeping the Hardwick Gazette successful, thriving in business?
I think it comes back again to the role that the paper plays. And my wife and I have come into this with eyes wide open. It's not a great time for the newspaper industry writ large. But that said, it really comes down to what is it you're providing? You're providing information, and what are the competing sources of that information? So the Gazette doesn't cover the Red Sox. The Gazette doesn't cover earthquakes or droughts. It covers local news, and it's news that really you can't find anywhere else. So how did the local basketball team do? What is the debate like around the proposed expansion of the library? These are things which, from afar, may not be terribly interesting, but for people in the 10 towns that we serve, are of vital interest.
Ray Small is the new owner of the Hardwick Gazette. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.